I would like to introduce the subject today, which is theatre and therapy. And I would like to introduce the discussion panel. There is Daniel Mercia, who is a drama therapist, who graduated from Hertfordshire. There's Tyrone Greemer, who is also a drama therapist, who graduated from Roehampton. And Jo Buzutil, who is an occupational therapist and who works at the Mount Carmeli Hospital. Yes. And, well, I myself have graduated. I was a fellow student with Tyrone at Roehampton. Now, the first thing I'd like to do is to give a bit of information, sort of background information about drama therapy in order to launch the discussion, because I think that many people here do not know exactly what drama therapy consists of. Now, I got a few books with me, really, these are really just a few, but simply to help people who want to read more about it. Just to give you an idea, there is this book called Acting for Real, Drama Therapy, Process, Technique and Performance by René Emuna. And there is The Handbook of Drama Therapy by actually one of the people who created drama therapy, whose name is Sue Jennings. This is a book called Drama as Therapy, Theatre as Living by Phil Jones. And this is the second book of a trilogy called Drama Therapy, Theory and Practice by Sue Jennings, who edited it. So if anybody then wants to have a look and browse at the books, you are more than welcome, as long as I get them back at the end. Right, so the concept of therapy is derived from the Greek, meaning healing. Therefore, whereas psychotherapy is the healing of the mind, drama therapy would be healing through drama. Now, in this healing through drama, we have an engagement between the therapist and the client, which requires, in a certain sense, it's a dynamic relationship, and basically, the therapist is there to facilitate for the client his act, that is the externalization of his feelings and his thoughts, his unease through the act, and the act in itself creates an exchange between the two. Now, this act is not destined for itself. There is a therapeutic reason for it, which means that, first of all, through the acting or through the different games that the therapist proposes to the client takes cognition of himself and of his problems, and also he begins to become more aware of his feelings, perhaps hidden feelings, feelings that he was not aware of, therefore bringing all this to consciousness, and also of his behavior. Therefore, through this new awareness, what is hoped is that there is a change in the person's way of perceiving himself. Now, obviously, drama therapy is going to stress, rather than talking the problem out, it is going to stress the fact of creativity. What the client is encouraged to do is to be creative and to express himself through himself or herself, I'm being a bit sexist here, through creative means. Therefore, this kind of therapy is particularly effective for people who cannot express themselves verbally, because it allows for non-verbal and for symbolic communication. Communication through symbols is very important. In fact, there is the use of masks, there is the use of myth, of legend, but all this is used not per se, but in order to incorporate it into the client's story, to give the client more means to recount what he wants to recount. Another important thing which comes from drama is the space. Obviously, the therapeutic moment occurs in a transformed space, and there is a constant coming and going between the real space, which is the space where the encounter happens. It's normally in a studio or in an open space, because the client has to be able to move and to construct. So there is a constant coming and going between this real space and the imaginary space that the client constructs and perceives and lives. However, what is very important is that at the end of the process, the client, the facilitator, brings the client back to the real space. He grounds the client. That is, the client does not leave thinking that, you know, so the client comes back slowly, progressively, to his everyday reality and discusses the process that he has gone through with the therapist. There is a discussion at the end of every session. I'm not going to go much more into this. I think you will get a little bit through the discussion what drama therapy is. However, what I would like to quote is one quote which says that drama therapy helps clients take responsibility for their own lives through the use of theatrical metaphors. And I think that this idea, coupled with all the information that Natalie Gaglione has very kindly compiled for us, I think it's Natalie who did it, right? Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, Mr. Buzutil. yes, Mr. Buzutil compiled this information, and obviously Natalie has made some research of her own, which she is. Before we engage in the discussion, I think we better have the sort of framework. So would you like to?
Basically, therapy is in the realm of psychology, mostly, as in, and I looked up like Freudian psychoanalytic movement, and how there's this conscious versus unconscious thing, and basically it's this transition how the client, as you were saying, cannot express himself, so there needs this sort of therapeutic session so that any frustrations or anxiety or hidden issues which exist inside the client can be expressed. And art is actually one of the best ways where one can do that. Earlier on in throughout history, art was used either by historical means or political means. And it later on emerged as revealing the unconscious. So we have now have this sessions. Wait, I'm sorry. Yes, exactly. These therapeutic sessions have now been incorporated in art. And we see them in mental institutions and in prisons where this is used as well. And most people benefited from it. However, there are certain questions which I posed after this research, which how can we be sure of the results after these sessions are made? And do you believe that art can actually be considered as a true therapeutic method, or is it simply an escapism method used by professionals who don't know how to deal with the case at hand? And Do you believe that there is space in our health institutions for art? If there is it enough? Is it utilized? And could it be improved? So those are the...
Okay. Would you like to take up the discussion? Go on then.
Regarding the first question was, how can we be sure? How can we be sure it's effective? So we're actually doing something. We can be, a lot of time and effort has been devoted by arts therapists, because I'm including drama therapy, art therapists, dance and movement therapists, and
music
therapists. Okay.
And
play therapists and occupational therapists to find a way of actually answering this question: is what we're doing effective? And obviously, you can measure something with the appropriate ruler. So I cannot measure a person's love by taking his temperature. It would be ridiculous to try and say, I will measure how much you love by taking your body temperature. Can I measure a person's love? Okay? But a lot of effort has been devoted, even in psychology, in order to find ways to measure. And there are a lot of studies which have been done, scientific studies, which you can look at. The British Association of Dramatherapists has just published a website, and it includes a register of qualitative and quantitative studies in dramatherapy, art therapy, music therapy. Also, the British Association of Dramatherapy has a journal called Dramatherapy, and a number of studies have been performed. Now I can go into the methodology used, into what in psychology is known as new paradigm research, and the qualitative phenomenological research which goes into it. But a lot of effort has been done. Personally, in my practice, two psychology students wrote their dissertations on the perception of clients of dramatherapy. That is, how do they perceive, after all, what I'm doing, not what we are doing together. So there's a lot of research which is being done at present. Some of it is very positivistic. When I mention positivism, it's very quantitative numbers, statistics, which I'm sure you theater people love. with all the averages, standard deviations, and everything. So there has been an effort in order to be able to do that. But I think that the roots of dramatherapy, and this is important, and I will pass on the microphone to my colleagues. The roots have to be found in the use of theater throughout the ages. Part of my study was in medical anthropology. It is the study of the healing rites of different cultures, Hindu rites of exorcism, Red Indian rites. And there's a particular paper by Claude Lévi-Strauss and says that basically what is important in every healing rite, and I would say even in medicine, that if you take it from a phenomenological perspective, it is important that the patient believes that he is being cured. Shamans and healers use tricks. Some of the tricks, they would hide a bloody feather in their hand, and they would perform the most elaborate ritual to make sure that the bloody feather as if comes out of the ear of the patient or the person, and that would be the way in which he would be healed of whatever exorcism is being performed. And the fact that the patient invests the belief in the healer is actually makes that healing effective. And you say, but this cannot be applied to medicine. This cannot be applied to medicine. And I'm posing this question as well, that in our society we also have our healing rites, our rituals.
why you go to hospital, and in order to have a particular test, you have to, I was hearing a psychologist speak about this, you have to take off your clothes, you're given a particular robe, you are made to wait, you always wait, and then you are taken in a particular way into a room, and the colors which are used, so there is a whole ritual. Every society has its own rituals. We have the ritual of psychotherapy. Our contemporary society has developed this ritual called psychotherapy. And we're finding ways in which we say, are we being effective at what we're doing? Yes, we are trying to find ways in order to measure what we're doing. But we have to consider the healing rites and therapy also in terms of healing rituals. Also in terms of healing rituals.
One other issue that you mentioned was this whole notion of whether this form of therapy could be